From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Fire Chief Anthony DeMarco said a massive fire in Hudson's First Ward on the afternoon of May 2nd has left six families homeless. Hudson and Greenport firefighters were sent by Columbia County 911 to 225 Allen Street shortly after 4 p.m. DeMarco said firefighters reported heavy smoke coming from the third floor of the double house and requested mutual aid from Catskill and Claverick fire companies. Firemen were able to get to the roof and vent it to relieve smoke and heat from inside of the building. The second mutual aid call was sent out, and companies from Stoatesville and Germantown responded. The fire was reported to be out around 5:30 p.m. The building suffered heavy damage on the second and third floors as well as the attic. DeMarco said the apartments next door at 223 Allen Street sustained damage to the third floor and smoke and water damage on the first and second floors. No residents were injured, but two firefighters suffered minor injuries. The Red Cross is assisting the families left without shelter as a result of the blaze. An investigation is underway by the Hudson Police Department. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Bard College has postponed its graduation ceremonies from May 23rd to Saturday, August 22nd as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. College President Leon Botstein said in a post to Bard's website, there will be other changes on the commencement ceremony as well. Botstein said, and I quote, details on the exact schedule and arrangements, including the protocols and requirements related to the COVID-19 pandemic mandated by local and state authorities, will be sent out before July 1st, 2020. We will have to make adjustments to comply with essential restrictions in force at the time of the events, end quote. Botstein said, on the days preceding the commencement ceremony, there will be a senior dinner and the annual Alumni AE Awards ceremony and student concert. Botstein said the school's annual memorial service will take place Sunday, August 23rd. All of these events are part of Bard's traditional annual commencement exercises. For those members of the class of 2020 who are unable to attend that weekend in person, Botstein said, and I quote, we will do our best to arrange creative surrogates for streaming, including the possibility of a virtual receipt of a diploma, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Baldwin is reporting for the Columbia paper. Copeg Salvatore Casino is back in the news. The infamous Scofflaw's neighbor, Copeg Town Board member Stanley Gansowski, announced at the April 14th board meeting that a stop work order has been issued by the town building inspector for the work currently underway at the property known as Copeg Valley Farm on Route 22. Without a required building permit or site plan review, the casino had a construction crew on the property erecting a new 15,000 square foot greenhouse between the farm stand and the storage building. Casino 80 of Larchmont, Westchester County, is a convicted felon who has spent the past 22 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at the Copeg property. A site plan related to construction of the greenhouse and other work has been under review by the planning board since March 2019. Gansowski said he saw the illegal building going on and alerted both the building inspector and chairman of the planning board. The town issued a notice of violation April 10th, telling Casino the greenhouse was being built without a town building permit and without the necessary town planning board approval. The notice orders Casino to, and I quote, stop work immediately and correct all violations within 30 days, end quote. The failure to comply can result in a $250 per day fine and imprisonment. The planning board will next meet by a Zoom video conference sometime in May. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.